And your last name is? Now, I'm going to try to ask you to remember from the time you got into your vehicle to when you got here exactly what you were doing, where you were going. Today is July 26th. It's about 10:30 hours. So go ahead and tell me where you were at before you got in your vehicle.
I was at the Civic Center, the park over there.
And where is that located at?
It's off Brantley, and I forgot the name. Well, it's around the corner from where it's at. I don't know the exact street, but we were over there because my friend Anthony and David live over off Aileen and Rosewood.
Uh-huh.
And they're always at because a lot of our friends live around this area, and they're always at the park. So me and my girlfriend stopped over by there, and we took off, and we saw a cop, what I thought was, he was pulling over someone.
Cop had his lights and siren on?
Yeah, his lights on, and we pulled out, and I don't know which way they went, but I turned right off the street, I turned right onto Brantley to get to Ponderosa to take her home, because she lives off Arneal.
Uh-huh.
And as I was driving by, I saw the cop car with his lights on sitting near a driveway, and I saw a car pulling out. And as
you
say
car pulling out, what was the car doing?
Car, it was squealing. I heard the tires, and I heard it like flipping around and driving off that to away from Ponderosa on Brantley.
Uh-huh.
And I heard, as I heard that, I heard gunfires.
How many?
Like five or six. There was a lot of them.
Rapid succession?
Like, rapid succession, like right
okay.
in a row. And I'm like, oh my God, that's gunfire. And then I pull over off to the right, probably right in front of the house, and I ducked because I heard the gunfire. And I took off, and I saw the car stop behind me, and I saw the officer running over to where the guy was, and he got out of his car, and I pulled off over on the like past the street.
Mm-hmm.
After the gunfire ended.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When you drove by and you saw the car, was he in the driveway? Was he on the sidewalk?
He was like in the driveway. Kind of looked like he was like in the driveway in the grass, kind of.
Backing out? Or could you tell?
I couldn't tell. I think it looked like he was flipping around like on the grass like that, out of there.
Okay, and his wheels were squealing like
yeah,
he was
his wheels were
spinning
squealing.
Out?
Yeah.
Did you know where the deputy was at that point?
I saw him out of his car.
And do you know where he was in relation to the car that was leaving?
He was pulled out. Like, the car was in the driveway, and the officer was pulled out near the street, kind of slanted. And
his vehicle was slanted?
Kind of like blocking the car's way.
Uh-huh.
And the guy just flipped around right in front of the officer because he was out of his car, and I just saw the guy, like...
Was the officer still by his car?
Yeah, he was by his car, so...
In the street?
And I don't know, I just heard the gunshots, and then I just pretty much, you know, I just pulled over, I just stopped looking.
Okay.
So I didn't really see, like, anyone get hit or any fire or anything. I looked away, basically, when that happened, and I looked in my rearview mirror. I thought the officer was getting shot at. That's what I thought, because I didn't see where the gunfire came from. But I heard five or six shots, and I just pulled over and ducked.
Okay. Let me just try to backtrack a little bit. So you came out of the community center.
Mm-hmm.
Made a right onto Brantley here.
Yeah.
And as you made the right, you saw
the officer was pulled
car.
Over. Kind of
was everybody stopped at that point?
Yeah, everyone
you made
stopped
the right
at
turn?
That point, yeah.
Okay.
He was stopping like in the driveway, and then as I was coming around...
Did you have to go around the officer's car?
No, the officer's car was right near the driveway.
Okay.
It's right in the driveway on the left side. I was on the right side coming coming towards Ponderosa.
Okay. And then as you were you right next to him, do you think? Or were you past him already?
I was past him. I was right next to him, like almost parallel with them. Like
as the car started to take off?
As the car started, well, before I heard the car starting to take off, when I was like behind it, you would say, and as I heard the gunfire as I was pretty much parallel to them.
Right next to it?
Yeah, so I pulled over. When I was right next to them, I pulled over and I ducked. So I didn't know what happened to them. And then as soon as the gunfire stopped, I just gunned it this way, got out of there, and I saw the other car stop.
Okay. So you saw the deputy out of the car.
Yeah.
You saw the other car start to take off.
Yeah.
But you couldn't tell where the deputy was in relation to the car taking off. Was it behind him?
It seemed like he was in front of. He was in front of the driveway, like. It seemed like he would be, say you have the driveway, you have two sides, the left and right side. It seemed like he was on the right side and the other car was on the left side, like flipping around, taking off.
Okay. That's all you remember?
Yeah. Well, that's basically all I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.